Beyond toleration be the love. Before pride and exaltation be the love. Be the love.
You are listening to Be the Love to awaken our souls. We are souls on the journey, and our mission is to awaken all humans to a higher state of consciousness and live vibrantly as spiritual beings. We are here to open up the conversation to heal, awaken, and connect ourselves and the planet to a higher vibration of love frequency. I am Stacey Musial.
And I am Brenda Carey. And we are your co-hosts at Be the Love podcast. Thank you for tuning in and ascending with us. It starts with you. Everything you need is within you. This is your time.
This is Adrienne Elise of the Supernova Soul Tribe.
This is Mia Tarduno.
This is Dig with Sacred Fire Arts, and you're listening to Be the Love Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Be the Love to awaken our souls. Thank you again so much for tuning in this week. I'm Stacey Musial.
And I am Brenda Carey, and we are your co-hosts and souls on the journey. And we invite you to be a part of our Be the Love tribe in support of your spiritual growth and transformation to come home to your divine self. Let's raise our vibration to love. Before we get into our conversation, we're going to do a little energy clearing with a sweep. So depending on where you are at, you could stand, you could be sitting for this, but with big exhales, I'm going to have you take your hand to your opposite shoulder and just do a big, broad sweep all the way down to your fingertips with a big exhale. It's like, and then opposite hand to shoulder, sweep it down. And then just have fun with it. You are sweeping off at maybe your chest, your belly, maybe down all the way down your legs to the soles of your feet. You're sweeping off any stickiness that you might have absorbed. It could be from the collective. It could be from another person. I love it, Stacey. You can like shake it out a little bit if you want. Shake your arms, shake your legs, but you're just raising your vibration because so often, especially if you are highly sensitive, our skin is that first layer between our physical body and the energetic field around us. All those energies that are coming toward us, our skin is this layer that can suck it and absorb it all in like a sponge. So when we sweep it away, we are just letting that go, letting it clear, feeling a little lighter and a little more like yourself. I'm like tingly now.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah. So I'm excited to talk about partly clearing our energy to raise our own intuitive abilities. This is kind of a continuum from our previous episode last week when we talked about mediums. And then also Stacey brought up this concept of ascension symptoms, which is kind of a newer concept for me, but I'm really excited to learn more about this newer, maybe not new, but newer in the energetic spiritual realm in terms of symptoms you might be feeling when you are feeling a little more maybe tired or down or heavy. And so remember that energy sweep, because it's something that I actually do almost every afternoon when I start to feel a little mentally heavy. I just sweep away what I have energetically absorbed. And it's just kind of fun. Got to have fun with it.
Absolutely. And shaking it off. And yeah, I think it's really important that we stay in our empowerment, right? We're empowered to move energy and really connect with it at this time. I also love to use some Agua de Florida, which is what I was just spraying for those of you on video. But like, you know, it's a blend of all these
flower essences.
And yeah. And so it's the vibration of it can really move through a lot of that energy, as well as a rose spray. I love rose spray as well. Mm-hmm. That will help because that rose has a very high high vibrational frequency as well. You know, like right now, we are at a very pivotal time in our earth, our human history. Things are changing and evolving so fast. And I think we're seeing, a lot of people that I've talked to recently have really been experiencing, as well as myself, have been experiencing like time either moving to like so fast or so slow, you know, and we're experiencing these solar flares, which are hitting the earth and which is raising the vibration of the earth's frequency, and also known as the Schumann resonance. And so typically the Schumann resonance is at a 7.83 hertz, and that's been a very pretty steady, but there's this instrument over in Russia that's been measuring the megahertz of the frequency, and it's off the charts. And so, and every time this does it, it continues to raise the frequency of the earth, and in turn is also raising the frequency of human consciousness. And so as this is happening, we are continuing to experience different symptoms. And some people might, not be aware of these symptoms, and they might chalk it up to, they're getting sick, and which might be true, but their body might be processing through something to expel, whatever energy needs to move through. And sometimes that's getting sick, maybe with a cold, or maybe it might be a flare up of some sort, or maybe a headache, or feeling more tired than usual, or sometimes even more energy. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night. So sleep patterns are off, so sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, or, sometime in there, and I can't get back to sleep. And then I wake up or get up, at the normal time, like 4 or 5, and I still have so much energy throughout the day, even though I hadn't really gotten, much sleep that night. But then I'll do some research and I'll find out, I'm like, oh, we had this massive solar flare, and, so many other people are also experiencing that. And so I find that really interesting, because normally, I'd be really tired during the day, but sometimes some other symptoms might be having body aches or joint pain or digestive issues. And then also, really starting to have different awarenesses, maybe things in your life are starting to feel out of alignment. And so finding ways to connect back to your truth. Are you living in alignment with where you want to be? And so this is really helping us to really connect with our deeper, higher selves, and the deeper knowing of really what we're here on this planet to do, as well as breaking through the illusions of the 3D matrix, which, that 3D matrix, is really the stories that we've been told that, that we need to go to a 9-to-5 job and, work for the man, so to speak, quote, right? Like, see things from the illusion of what we've been told. And so a lot of people are starting to break out of this illusion and start to think for themselves, right? Because we've been programmed for so long by the media and movies and the news, and all the commercials that are out there, and all this stimulation that we're constantly bombarded with. And so looking beyond that, when we can get out of the way of all the stories and all the programming that we've been instilled with, and we can start to really look past the illusion of needing others and looking outside of ourselves, we can start to really begin to move the energy and allow ourselves to heal, so we can continue to work through the energy that we are experiencing. And so I think it's really important to know that it's not you know, it's not just us, and a lot of people are experiencing these symptoms and what to do about it. And so when you can start to work with the energy rather than thinking there's something wrong with you, then we can become more empowered to really work with it.
Well, that was a lot to take in. thank you for that. It's obviously something you're really passionate about, something that I still look at as, I can definitely identify with shifts, like energetic shifts within myself. And I think if people are highly sensitive or very empathic, they might be noticing whether it's symptoms, or you mentioned like sleepless nights or dreams or pain, digestive issues, all those things are what we think is the seasonal flu. I mean, I'm not discounting the physical side of that. And I do think you mentioned about, you know, solar flares and the changes that are happening on our planet. And I definitely believe, I mean, this is an Ayurvedic principle that we are a microcosm of the bigger macrocosm. So we are definitely affected by what the earth is going through. And so obviously I do think that when frequency of our planet is being shifted, then obviously that's going to come through our bodies, our minds. I mean, we're electrical beings as well. And so we get to, like you said, flow through that and align. But I will say, I think we need to align to nature's rhythms. And I know that's hard. Like, I know that's really hard for the modern lifestyle. It's not just, I'll just stop everything I'm doing and slow down. For me, it's this season, and we're in the season of winter here in Montana. It's hibernation season, and I'm really feeling that this year, probably more than any other year, and not just like a physical hibernation, although we've had a fair amount of snow, and that slows things down and it's colder, but also a mental, emotional hibernation as well. And I guess I could say my ego mind is sort of fighting it a little bit. It's like, normally at this time, I should have more things to do and my planner more filled and, you know, things lined up and goals set up. And I'm just not feeling into that this year. And so when I release the ego's expectations or what I've done in the past, it actually unfolds into this really beautiful wintering time for me. I still bounce back and forth, not saying that I'm, you know, perfect at embracing the slow, but it is very healing. And so I love when we can really take moments to tune into, like, what is happening on a frequency global level with our planet, and how does that affect us? Like, what are the symptoms that need to move through? What are the awarenesses? I think that's really key. One of the things that I've always, you know, told my clients is, you know, oftentimes we get stuck in the diagnoses or the symptoms and we're just trying to fix it. But I'm like, but what are the messages for it? You know, what are the messages that we might need to receive in order to raise consciousness or to ascend personally? Because that's what is going to make such an impact on other people, on the work that we do for ourselves, for others, and the planet. So I find it just fascinating. Again, I'm always learning something. And I think that's the beauty of being in this spiritual work that we get to do.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I want to say too, because like this winter has really been for me also a very deeply introspective time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm used to, you know, doing a lot of things, but I find myself just being more internal and not needing to plan ahead or plan, you know, different trips I would normally maybe do, or, you know, but I find myself doing more meditative things. And so when things come up, and, you know, for me, like old patterns, old emotions have been coming up that I'm like, oh, I thought, you know, that had been dealt with, or, you know, what is this about? Is this mine? Or, you know, and I'm really like having to check in to look at, you know, some, like I had some anxiety this past week that came up, and I was looking at it and I had to ask, is it mine? Or, you know, 'cause it didn't really feel like mine, but it felt like you know, maybe more collective energy. And so when we can help move through that and, you know, sit and be in tune with that, we recognize that we can just move through the energy without having to attach to it. Mm. And so I did that once I was able to really sit with it and allow the energy to move through and just honor it. And it, I dissipated. And then I didn't have that as much. The other thing that came up for me this week, which is very rare, like I don't have, intrusive thoughts that come in. And so all of a sudden I had these thoughts that were like, whoa, where did this come from? Because it's not something that I've had in a really long time, maybe like back in, you know, a long, long time ago. But it didn't feel like mine. It was just a thought that came in and I was like, I'm not going to pay attention to that. But I'm going to, what's the energy around it, and then clear that. And so instead of like, you know, taking it on as mine and going into the spiral, which I think we can often do if things come up, and then, you know, but not when you don't attach yourself to those things and recognize, you know, we are not our thoughts, first of all, right? And so
absolutely,
we typically have 60,000 thoughts per day, and so recognizing, you know, where is that energy? Because thoughts are energy, right? It creates more energy. And so looking at that, you know, it was either, for me, it felt like outside, it felt like a, you know, coming from somewhere else. And it could have, like, you know, also been an old pattern that I hadn't, you know, that was working, but it didn't feel like mine. And I'll just say that. And I think it's just like coming into your intuition.
Yes.
And sitting with that and then clearing the energy behind it.
Yeah. And I think that when we do get those opportunities for more introspection, for more, you said, meditative or mindful practices, those are such beautiful opportunities, even if they're just for a short period of time, it does raise our intuition. And I think that for me this winter has been one of the significant benefits of having, you know, a calendar that has a lot of white space in it. And I don't have as much activity going on, partly by choice, partly not. There's actually have been some opportunities that have been taken. And I think that's universe's way of saying, nope, this is the slower pace I need you to be in right now. Because consequently, what's happened is my intuition has become very in tune. And I am getting these just beautiful, subtle messages that if I were super busy, I would not have been able to receive them. So for those of you listening and you're thinking, yeah, well, I'm not intuitive, I'm going to say wrong. Every person is intuitive. For some of us, we just either weren't told as a child. I definitely wasn't told as a child that I was intuitive, and to rely on my intuition or my gut instinct, absolutely not. That was not favored at all. It's something that I've learned to build and trust and really tap into, you know, what is my body needing? What are the deeper messages that I want to connect to? How is spirit guiding me today, just for this moment, in this present moment? And I think that is some of the benefits that we can see once we can pull out of, oh, these are the symptoms that are happening, or these are the, you know, sleepless nights or emotions that are coming up. Get curious, you know, get curious on like, what could be the bigger picture, these ascension symptoms that we can look at as opportunities to raise our consciousness, to raise our intuition, because we are all intuitive beings. I am going to stand by that forever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, just being able to get quiet and allow that, you know, but it's really important to continue to connect and allow what needs to flow through you to flow through you, so you can access that. You know, this isn't about spiritual bypassing and you know, trying to move through it really quickly, because it is work. It's deep, deep internal work. And a lot of things will, you know, are coming up right now for a lot of people. And so, you know, the important piece is really doing the work, and then using some of these tools to help yourself move through. I mentioned rose spray. It's a high vibrational frequency. Salt baths can, you know, Epsom salt baths can really help to move through that emotional energy, and really, you know, allowing yourself to stay hydrated, getting in nature, and, you know, connecting with light and love energy, when, you know, as you have moved through, and even asking for the lessons to come through for that particular experience in the most gentle and loving way, but, you know, feeling through the body, because that's where the healing is, and moving through that, because we are shifting energy and moving from this three-dimensional energy to four-dimensional, five-dimensional energy. You know, we are all of, you know, it's all available to us, and, you know, allowing that energy. And that's really, you know, where this love comes in, right? And so that is the ideal to come into, is, you know, love, because that really is the only thing that's real. Everything else is an illusion. With that, I would like to just lead us through a short guided meditation around bringing in that light, bringing in that love. And I'd like to invite you just to close your eyes and just imagine a light coming in through the top of your head, and imagine that this light, just the most abundant and loving and beautiful light you can imagine, coming in from source energy or whatever that is for you, the central sun, and allowing that light to move and pour into your head and moving it down through your entire face and your neck and shoulders, and allowing it to move through any energy that's ready to be released, any energy that is no longer serving you in this time and space, that you're ready to release in this moment, and allowing that light to enter each cell, organ, and system, allowing it to move down your neck and shoulders, your arms, your chest and back, and all the way down your entire being, and your abdomen, your pelvis, and down your legs, and moving into all the systems in your body, right down to your feet, and allowing it to absorb anything that's ready, be released, and allowing that light just to enter all spaces in your body. Allowing it to move down through your feet, down into the core of Mother Earth. Allowing it to receive and connect with her heartbeat. Her heartbeat that is full of love and light and peace and acceptance, and allowing it to connect and collect her energy, and allowing that energy to move up, 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 back to the surface of the earth, right into your feet, connecting with the light energy that's already within you, and allowing the two energies to meld in your body through your cells, your tissues, your organs, all your being, filling your whole body with that light from source energy and Mother Earth, and allowing that energy to move through you and out your body, forming a beautiful, beautiful light bubble all around you. And imagine that light spreading out into the entire world, and all of the people in your life, and all the people that you know and don't know, and even the people that are hard to love, even if that person is you, and just allowing that light and love to come back into you, into your center, and just breathing that in and bringing that light and love back into your day, your life.
So it is.
So it is.
Thank you for listening to Be the Love podcast. Find a spiritual home with us and let's connect on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We always appreciate 5-star reviews on iTunes or Spotify. I'm Brenda Carey, and as a holistic healer, I offer coaching and online programs to guide highly sensitive people and their sacred path to vibrant health. My website is sacredpathyogaandreiki.com.
And I'm Stacey Musial. I'm a psychotherapist specializing in whole person, deep soul healing. You can find out about my work, my book, and programs at awakenyourempoweredsoul.com. Please check out our links in the show notes. And stay tuned for more episodes being released on Mondays at 5:55 a.m. Mountain Time.
Thank you, Heather Lynn, for providing us with your beautiful song to accompany our show, Be the Love. If you would like to learn more about Heather Lynn and her music, please visit her website at heatherlynnmusic.com. And thank you, Christy Grace at Leading Edge Productions, for the beautiful design and graphic.
And thank you for tuning in. And until next time, we are souls on the journey to align to our divine purpose and shine our lights. So keep on shining.